Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
You're listening to End Time World News, and I'm your host, Eric. Go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe. You like the podcast. And again, your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated. I'm Eric Erb, and this is End Time World News. Okay, folks, welcome. Welcome to End Time World News. In case you're just joining us for the first time, welcome again. End Time World News is an independent and alternative media organization. We're dedicated to finding truth and issues facing Christians and non-Christians in the world every day. For questions, prayer requests, or more information about this podcast, please contact us at endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. That's endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. And of course, folks, as always, if you like anything in today's podcast and feel compelled, pray about it first. I always tell folks, pray about it. And if you feel compelled, your donations are always welcome. We have a Cash App on the website, a PayPal. Then, of course, if you like, you can buy me a cup of coffee. So we have 3 different options there for donations if you get something out of today's podcast. So let's dive into today's podcast here. Got some interesting news here. Today's news comes from naturalnews.com. That's naturalnews.com. And the headline on the article dated July 2nd, 2025, the headline reads as follows. Trump announces Israel agrees to U.S.-backed 60-day Gaza ceasefire, urges Hamas to accept final proposal. Well, you have to understand before I start digging into this Trump proposal for a ceasefire, 60-day ceasefire, you have to understand, folks, it's not just Hamas that breaks the ceasefire. Israel has broken hundreds of ceasefires in the last 20, 30 years or more. I mean, they just keep doing it and doing it and doing it, and then they blame somebody else, and then all they do is they have a PSYOP meaning a psychological operation. They'll have their own people through Mossad and their secret agencies and services attack Israel, and then say that, have them dressed up as Hamas soldiers and have them attack Israel and say that that's Hamas doing it. And everybody knows this. Everybody knows the PSYOP, and that's what Israel's good at. They're good at a PSYOP. They were in on the 9/11. I really believe that with all my heart. They were in on all that. They were consulted and pulled that off and all this other crap. So that's what you have to understand, folks. Israel does this all the time. They're probably, because they were getting the crap bombarded and the crap bombed out of them, that's why they probably asked Trump to negotiate a ceasefire, because Israel, most people won't listen to Israel. They've been kicked out of 109 or 110 countries. So that's what you have to understand, a little history about Israel. Just because they have the white flag with the Jewish Star of David does not mean anything, folks. You have to get over that. You know, there's hypocrites, and there's hypocrisy everywhere you go. It doesn't matter. Just because you call yourself a Christian or a Christian nation doesn't mean you are. So that's what you have to understand, folks. So let's get into the article here, folks, real quickly, shall we? President Trump announced a U.S. brokered 60-day ceasefire between Israel and Hamas, with Qatar and Egypt mediating the final terms. That's very good. The deal hinges on Hamas releasing Israeli hostages in exchange for Palestinian prisoners and a temporary halt to Israel's offensive. Hamas signaled cautious openness but insists any agreement must guarantee a full end of the war and Israeli withdrawal. Oh boy, Israel's not going to withdraw, folks. I can tell you that right now. Not under Netanyahu till they either put Netanyahu in jail or make him step down. It's never, war is never going to end. That's what you have to understand. The U.S. faces criticism for releasing funds to Iran, Hamas, the primary backer, and intelligence failures preceding the October 7th attacks. Gaza's humanitarian crisis worsens as diplomat efforts intensify with starvation, disease, and ad-related clashes escalating. President Trump has announced that Israel has agreed to a U.S.-brokered 60-day ceasefire with mediators Qatar and Egypt preparing to deliver the final terms to Hamas. The announcement made via True Social, and again, he's got to put this out on True Social, social media, rather than talk to somebody, which is a joke, because then everything's going to get twisted as always. You can't live and die off of social media, folks, and I think everybody knows that, and that's just an absolute positive standing joke. You can't live and die by social media. Gaza's humanitarian crisis worsens as diplomatic efforts intensify with starvation, disease, and aid-related clashes escalating. President Trump has announced that Israel has agreed to the 60-day ceasefire with mediators. Again, the announcement made via True Social, signaled a potential breakthrough for a nine-month conflict that claimed more than 56,000 Palestinian lives and left hundreds of Israeli hostages in mutant hands. Well, you have to understand, folks, they're torturing and the Jew, the Zionist Jew, folks, and I know I shouldn't say that, this is a somewhat religious podcast, but the Zionists that run Israel, I'm not talking about the Jews, I'm talking about the Zionists that run Netanyahu and company, his administration that runs Israel. You have to understand, they don't care about anything or anybody. They don't. They don't and they won't care about anything, anybody. We're just nothing but dogs to most of the Israeli people, at least to the Zionist regime that's running. They don't care. That's in their Talmud. They don't care. They consider everybody else nothing but slaves and nothing but trash. And this is why, until I started reading, until I started doing a little research, this is what I discovered. It's very, very, very disturbing. The Jewish religion and their treatment of Jesus Christ. They don't believe in Jesus Christ. They won't even acknowledge Jesus Christ as their Lord and personal Savior. And again, people, it's not all the Jewish people, but it's a lot of them. And this is how they are, you know, they don't believe in the same God that you and I do. If you're Christians listening to this podcast, we believe in God through Jesus Christ. And I'll say, people will ask me, well, Eric, what does that mean? In other words, all things through Jesus Christ, that's your access to God. You go through the Son, that you must go through the Son if you want to be blessed by God. That's just the way it is. If you want to be saved, you go through the Son, through Jesus Christ. If you want to pray, you can pray, but always in the name of Jesus, you know. And again, people have to understand that. And again, the Jewish religion does not recognize Christianity, does not recognize Jesus Christ. And that's very, very sad. I hope for the most of the good, the Middle East, that Hamas takes this deal because it will not get any better. It will only get worse. Trump warned Hamas, emphasizing the urgency of accepting the deal ahead of the Israeli Prime Minister's scheduled White House visit July 7th. The proposal hinges on the release of the remaining Israeli captives in exchange for Palestinian prisoners and a temporary halt to Israeli military offensive. The ceasefire framework emerges months after the negotiations and escalating violence, including recent Israeli airstrikes that killed Hamas combat support. Again, an architect of the 7th massacre, and this is what his name was, Chief Hakim Muhammad Al-Saya, and he was the architect of the October 7th massacre. Why Israel insists that any lasting peace requires Hamas disarmament. The military group has repeatedly refused to surrender, demanding full Israeli withdrawal and an end to the war. Hamas offer struck a cautious tone, telling reporters the group was ready for more serious regarding researching an agreement, but only if it guarantees and a complete end to the war. Meanwhile, Netanyahu advisor Ron Dermer met with the U.S. officials, including Secretary of State Marco Rubio and Vice President J.D. Vance. The U.S. faces mounting scrutiny of highlighting its $6 billion funds to Iran, Hamas, the primary Patreon, destabilizing factor, Hamas cross-border raids on October 7th.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again. Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Which killed 1,200 Israelis, were preceded by warnings from Egyptian intelligence, sparking accusations of intelligent failure. So Egypt warned them about October 7th, but again, nobody paid attention to Egypt's. Trump's intervention aims to reset the trajectory, leveraging Qatar and Egypt's influence as mediators, yet skepticism remains. Previous truces collapsed within weeks, and again, that goes back to Israel. And again, the Israeli defense minister warned of retaliatory strikes after intercepting missiles fired from Yemen and Gaza. Again, the humanitarian catastrophe deepens. The diplomatic efforts intensifies Gaza's 1.1 million displaced civilians face starvation, unchecked disease. The UN warns Israel's blockade has crippled the controversial U.S.-backed Gaza Humanitarian Fund, or GHF, stands accused of enabling violence near distribution points with nearly more than 500 Palestinians killed in clashes. I can tell you what, folks, and I want to just say this, jump in here and say this. There will be no ceasefire, even though they're talking about it. The only reason they're talking about it is because Israel's getting their butts bombed. They bit off more than they can chew. They always do. They always start crap with people. Excuse my language, but they do. They start crap with these different countries, and then they can't handle it. Then they run to us. Oh, daddy. We're the big daddy here, United States. Save us. Well, that's getting old and that doesn't work. And I can tell you what, if Trump continues to do that, which he seems like he is in Israel's back pocket and has been since he has turned Jewish, him and his whole family has converted to Jewish, the Jewish religion. And so because of that, he's in Netanyahu's back pocket. So what's going to happen is it's going to be a crap show, and they'll probably stop for a few days, maybe a week or two, but Israel will start bombing itself and claiming that Hamas is bombing them and start the crap once again. And that's what they always do. It's always, always a crap show, folks. And Israel is the prime target, and Israel is the one that always starts this. Folks, it's that time in the podcast. Again, it's that time in the podcast, folks. If you want to give your life to Jesus Christ and you haven't yet given your life to Jesus Christ and invited him into yours, here's a simple prayer. It's this time in the podcast. I always do that, or I try to always do that on all of my podcasts here, especially on this podcast, folks, and Time World News. If you want to accept Jesus Christ, and time is running out, folks, I can't stress that enough. Time is running out. You must accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior. Repeat after me. I have a prayer for you, folks. Just repeat after me. I'll go slow here. Here we go. Jesus, I believe you're the Son of God, that you died on the cross to rescue me from sin and from death and to restore me to the Father. I choose now to turn away from my sins, my self-centeredness, and forgive every part of my life that does not please you. I choose you. I give myself to you. I receive your forgiveness and ask that you take your rightful place in my life as my Savior and Lord. Come reign in my heart. Fill me with your love and your life, and help me to become a person who is truly loving, a person like you. Restore me, Jesus. Live through me. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Folks, if you just said that prayer, congratulations and welcome. I have just a couple quick suggestions as I conclude this podcast here and I conclude this show, folks. Here's just a couple of suggestions. The first suggestion is go find yourself a Bible. You can go, I'll give you a couple suggestions here. You can get one off of Amazon for less than $20, especially if you're here in the United States or Canada listening to this podcast. You can get yourself a Bible for under $20. If you're like me and you're on a tight budget, I totally understand and get it. What you can do is find a Christian church, a church that believes in and preaches Christianity, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Find a church. You can look online. You can Google. Find a Christian church in your area. And as you're sitting there in church and they will welcome you with open arms, what you can do is you can reach out, and what you can do is ask somebody in that church and say, hey, I just was listening to a podcast. I accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and personal Savior, and I just need a Bible so I can study and know what's going on and just start reading. Well, what you can do is they'll more than help you out. You can approach in that church when you find a church. You can approach a pastor, an associate pastor, a member of the church, a deacon, an usher. You can approach somebody there, and they will steer you in the right direction. Any good Christian will steer you in the right direction and help get you a Bible so you can start reading. My next alternative suggestion is, if you absolutely and nobody give you a Bible, you're afraid, you don't want to say anything. Here's one thought here before I move on here, folks. If you have an iPhone or an Android, I have both. If you have an iPhone or an Android, what you can do is you can download a Bible app. Go on there, a Holy Bible app, and you can download one, an audio Holy Bible app. I always try to choose the free ones because the apps seem to be, you know, if you don't have a lot of money and you're on a budget like me, you know, you have to really watch your spending. So choose a free Bible app and you can just start, you know, dig into the Bible app. Once you download the Bible app, open it up. They might ask you for an email address. Okay, stick in your email or your name and then just start reading. or else listening to it like I do. If you have bad eyes like me, I like to listen to things sometimes. So you can start reading or just start listening to the Bible app. You can start in the book of Genesis, the very first chapter that talks about the creation of mankind and humankind, starting with Adam and going from there, Adam and Eve, and the very first sin. And it talks about everything in the book of Genesis all the way to where we're at now. And the last chapter of the Bible, which that's the book of Revelation. And in the book of Revelation, it talks about end times, the mark of the beast, and all kinds of things. But most importantly, it talks about what's going to happen in the end, in the end times, something very, very important to all of us. And so that talks about what you should do and just good advice as always. So just take that and take these suggestions, and then when you return to church, you might want to write down questions and ask. If you have any questions, write them down. Get with the person that invited you to church, or get with a person, or talk to a pastor and say, hey, I want to make an appointment. I have some questions I need. You know, what is salvation? When did Jesus Christ die? Why did they execute him or crucify him on the cross? You know, write down these questions. When's Jesus returning? What do I need to do? Where do I go? Who's going to protect me? You know, and there's nothing to be afraid about, folks. If you believe in Jesus Christ, you should be thrilled to death that he's going to return very soon. And so the very last thing is we conclude this podcast, folks, is also you might want to get yourself baptized. That's highly suggested. I need to get rebaptized, rededicated. And the baptism signifies the birth, like when Jesus was buried, and then also the resurrection. That's what baptism signifies, the death and the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that's it. That's it. And then just go out and spread the gospel. You know, I'm no professional. I'm just a humble podcaster. And again, this is for entertainment purposes only, folks. And I'm just a humble podcaster. And I'm just spreading the word of the gospel and just bringing you the news at the same time and just trying to save as many people as possible. That's my journey. That's my goal in life. That's what I have to do. That's what God wants me to do. God gave me a voice, and God gave me a talent, and I need to use it and spread the gospel from one end of the earth to the other, and that's via this podcast. I thank you today once again for listening to this podcast, and I really, really, really greatly appreciate it. I'm Eric Erb, and this is End Time World News. Go to redcircle.com/ End Time World News. That's redcircle.com/ End Time World News. Like, share, subscribe. You like the podcast. And again, your donations are always welcome. We have a Cash App, PayPal, and a Buy Me a Cup of Coffee. Your donations are always greatly appreciated, folks. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in. Until next time, that's it for today. Bye for now. See you next time, folks. God bless you all. Thank you.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again. Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.